Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Beginning with local stories, Luxembourg and Cape Verde have extended key cooperation agreements on water, sanitation, and employment during a working visit by Cape Verdean Prime Minister José Ulises Correa y Silva. A meeting with Prime Minister Luke Frieden yielded concrete progress, with the two leaders formally extending two bilateral cooperation agreements. A proposal for Luxembourg to sanction Israel has been rejected in Parliament, finding support only from the left and ELSAT parties, while others cited the fragile Middle East situation and a need for EU consensus. Meanwhile, Luxembourg City marked the 84th anniversary of the first Nazi deportation of Jews from the country with a solemn ceremony at the Central Railway Station on Thursday, the site from which hundreds were sent to their deaths. In international news, France has charged four people over a suspected plot against a Russian dissident after a refugee who helped reveal abuses in Russian prisons said he was targeted. Vladimir Osechkin, a Russian living in France, leads Gulagu.net, a non-governmental organization that specializes in uncovering Russian abuses. Also in France, an Algerian woman went on trial today accused of raping, torturing, and murdering a 12-year-old girl in Paris in a case that horrified the country. Dabia Benkired was detained after Lola Daviet went missing in the northeast of the capital 3 years ago. Her body was later found in a trunk in the lobby of the building where her mother and father worked as caretakers. Finally, Hamas has said it is committed to the U.S. brokered agreement that halted its war with Israel and to returning all the bodies of hostages still unaccounted for under the ruins of Gaza. Responding to a call from the militant group for assistance with locating the bodies of the 19 hostages, Turkey has sent specialists to help in the search. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. Injury-hit Barcelona expect to have Lamine Yamal back fit to face Girona in La Liga on Saturday in a welcome boost as the Catalans aim to bounce back from a damaging defeat with the Clásico in their sights. Meanwhile, Chelsea's Cole Palmer has been ruled out of action for six more weeks with a groin problem. Manager Enzo Maresca said he hoped Palmer would be back after this month's international break. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The weather will continue to be overcast this afternoon, although some bright spells are promised, with mild temperatures of between 13 and 15 degrees.